Final Whistle Weekly with ex-Spurs and England football international Gary Stevens, powered by Tyvisa.com and Inspire Media.
Welcome to The Final Whistle, a weekly football show recorded here in Thailand. Each week we discuss the big games from the English Premier League and take a closer look at what's happening in Thai football. Listen to The Final Whistle on Tyvisa.com, Dan About Thailand, Inspire and FM Radio throughout Thailand. I'm Jonathan Fairfield, and joining me as always is ex-Spurs and England defender Gary Stevens. How are you, Gary?
I'm great, thank you. Good to be back.
Yeah, good stuff. It was another thrilling weekend in the Premier League with the title race, but also the race for the top four and at the bottom of the league. I think we can say that Manchester City have at least one hand on the title for now, following their 1-0 victory against Leicester at the Etihad Stadium. A spectacular goal from Vincent Kompany giving City the win. What do you make of that result, but also City's performances recently? They're just grinding out results, aren't they?
Well, they're playing like champions because they just believe that eventually they're going to win the game. You know, Leicester City played very well against them, in my opinion, although City did dominate possession, had more strikes at goal. But, you know, they still had to do the hardest thing in the game, which is put the ball in the back of the net. And they have patience, City, because of that inner belief. And that inner belief comes from Pep Guardiola. It's now ingrained in all of his players. And when you look at the goal that won them the game against Leicester City, you know, Vincent Kompany, the central defender, where apparently teammates are saying, don't shoot, don't shoot. And he decides to crash one from 25 yards and it flies in the top corner. It's a memorable goal for a great Manchester City servant.
Yeah, it was a spectacular strike. Liverpool, who have been in equally good form, and also are just grinding out win after win, they beat Newcastle 3-2 at St James's Park on Saturday with goals from Van Dijk, Mo Salah and a late David Origi strike, giving Liverpool the win. You've kind of got to feel for Liverpool a bit, right? They've pushed City all the way, but it looks like the title may elude them again.
Well, there could still be one final twist, couldn't there, this coming weekend, the final games of the Premier League for this particular season. But I don't honestly think so. I do think that Man City will win at Brighton, and I do think that Liverpool will win their final fixture of the game of the season at home to Wolverhampton Wanderers. But Liverpool have been brilliant, and if Liverpool win their final game and finish on 97 points and don't win the league, then in my opinion it'll be a monumental effort that deserved a bit more. How can you take it away from Man City if ultimately they do, having won the league last season on 100 points, finish on 98 points? It's a phenomenal period of football for them as a football club.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. The whole season's been remarkable, and you kind of almost don't want it to end. And while Man City and Liverpool have both been in great form, the same can't really be said for the teams directly below them.
No, I would agree. We touched on it last week, didn't we, about Chelsea and Tottenham and Arsenal and Manchester United, and how, you know, their form has basically been closer to relegation form in recent weeks than it has to qualifying for the Champions League. You know, you look back to last weekend and only one of those four clubs, which was Chelsea, managed to pick up a win. You know, there was a defeat and two draws. I don't think the tension is getting to them. I think maybe the length of the season is catching up with them a little bit. But then when you look at Man City and Liverpool, you go, well, it doesn't appear to be catching up with them. Although I would say that Liverpool victory against Newcastle looked a little bit tired from a Liverpool perspective. I think their game the previous midweek in the Champions League against Barcelona had caught up with them a bit.
Yeah, Spurs suffering a surprise defeat away at Bournemouth. What did you make of that one?
Well, Spurs ended up with nine men for the bulk of the second half. You know, I've never seen Son behave the way he behaved and got himself sent off in the first half. You know, that was really out of character for him, I thought. And then Foyth, who made a dangerous challenge really early in the second half, deserved to get a red card, in my opinion. So, you know, when you're up against, or you're only playing with nine men against the 11, it becomes very difficult, of course. And Spurs nearly clung on for a point and then conceded a late goal to Nathan Aki from a corner. And regardless of how many people you got on the pitch, you're always disappointed to concede at a set play anyway. But you know, I suppose that the relief from Spurs' perspective was that the following games that Arsenal and Manchester United both played, they both drew, so it wasn't too painful for Spurs.
Yeah, that draw means that Manchester United failed to qualify for the Champions League, which is a big blow for a club of their magnitude. Chelsea won at home 3-1 to Watford on Sunday, the win putting them up now to third place, above Spurs in fourth. Here's a question for you, Gary. If Arsenal finish fifth but win the Europa League, which would give them Champions League qualification, and Spurs were to finish third or fourth, which team would you say had had the better season?
Well, it's a tough question for me to answer because I spent 7 years at Spurs and, of course, that rivalry between Spurs and Arsenal. But I'm going to be totally honest here. Professional football is about winning games, winning trophies. So, therefore, if indeed Arsenal do go on and win the Europa League, and of course there's an awful lot of ifs and ands and buts about that, I personally feel that they will have had the most successful season because they will have won a trophy.
Down at the bottom of the league, and a defeat to Crystal Palace confirmed Cardiff's relegation to the Championship, while also securing top-flight football for Brighton next season. Cardiff have given it a good go, but they've never quite had enough, have they? It's been tough for them.
Yeah, I think it's tough when you come into the Premier League as not quite a novice, because Cardiff have been there in recent seasons anyway. But it's a big jump up, because when you're in the Championship, your budget is totally different. Yeah, of course you get loads of money when you come into the Premier League, but you're never sure you're going to stay there, so you have to maybe be careful with how you spend it. So, you know, I think Neil Warnock's done a great job at Cardiff. I really do, when you consider some of the issues that they've had to deal with, not least of all tragically losing a player who they'd signed in the January transfer window who passed away in an air crash, for example. So I think Cardiff have done great, but no, they've never quite been good enough this season.
Let's look ahead to next week's fixtures then. The match day 38, the final round of games, which are taking place on Sunday. We touched on it briefly earlier, but there's Manchester City travel to Brighton and Liverpool are at home to Wolves, and it's those two games that are going to confirm who takes home the title.
Well, that's where the attention's going to be. You know, I can't see Manchester City not winning at Brighton. Having said that, Brighton have just picked up a couple of decent results, to the extent that they went to Spurs and only just got beaten 1-0, and then they go to Arsenal and they draw 1-1 there. But this is Man City, and as much as I'd love to see my old side Brighton win, I'm going to have to go for Man City to win that. And Liverpool, it's a test for them against Wolves, because Liverpool will have a lot of possession, will dominate, but Wolves are very capable. They break quickly, they've got goal scorers in their side. And, you know, you have a little look at Wolves' position, seventh in the table. That is confirmed now, but they will want to finish on a high. But I still think Liverpool will be too good for Wolves on the day.
Yeah, it's going to be a fascinating end. That's next Sunday, 9 p.m. Thailand time. Look out for the culmination of what's been a thrilling Premier League. Let's move on to Thai football then. And there were no fixtures in Thai League One last weekend due to the coronation of His Majesty the King. But there's a full fixture list coming up this weekend. What can you tell us about the league this week, Gary?
Well, before I get on to the games, I want to say that I think that the Football Association of Thailand and the Thai League are exactly right to suspend the fixtures when there's such a monumental event as the King's coronation. And the other great thing about T1 as well, because it's only a 16-team league across a year-long season, it means that there is definitely space for breaks within the season, and that they can control those so that the national team have a training camp leading up to a game, etc. So I think the structure in the league here in Thailand is really good. So coming on to this coming weekend's games, when you have a look at it, most of the top sides have relatively straightforward games. Port, the league leaders at the moment, they're away at Chinat, but Chinat are 11th in the table at the moment. Buriram, who are second, they take on, probably this is the game of the weekend, Buriram against Nakhon Ratchasima, because Nakhon Ratchasima are sixth in the table, and if they could win, then of course that takes them really tight with Buriram in the league. Then Chiang Rai, who are third, they're home at PTT Rayong. who are 13th in the table. So I'm expecting Chiang Rai to win that. And I guess all eyes still are on Mung Tong, who've had a disastrous season so far. And they go to fourth place Samut Prakan City. So a little bit of a test for them. I'm looking forward to it. I really am. And with a lot of those games kicking off on the Saturday, no Premier League in England, it means I can certainly get stuck into watching some Thai football.
Yeah, good stuff. Great roundup there, Gary. And just before we finish, as always, where can people connect with you on social media?
I'm on Twitter, and my Twitter handle is at Gary Stevens UK. And I've already been praised recently for my regular replies to people who contact me. I'm pleased with that.
Okay, great stuff. Thanks very much, Gary.
Cheers.
Final Whistle Weekly with Gary Stevens, a Tyvisa.com and Inspire Media production.